And Dr. Douglas Kinsey, director of the Kaufman Interfaith Institute. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
I appreciate you in this September day. Kyle Coyer's program manager. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Shelley. Great to be here again.
Special guest in studio. Who wants to do the ultimate introduction?
I'll take that one there. I think we've talked before about the new partnership program that we have with the mosques in the area. And we're also doing more interfaith activities on the lakeshore. So we're very pleased to bring on part-time a new partner working with us. And that's Zahabia Ahmed Usmani, who lives in Zealand and who chairs the board of LEDA, the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. And so she's already plugged into ethnic diversity issues. And she's going to be joining our staff now to work on this partnership program. And so welcome, Zahabia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, tell us a little bit about, you and your organization again.
About the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance? Well, the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance seeks to dismantle barriers for all people of color in our community. And I'm excited because this is a perfect bridge, racial and ethnic diversity inclusion and interfaith inclusion and interfaith dialogue is all sort of, for me, part of the same mission and purpose. So I'm excited to be a part of Kaufman Interfaith Institute and promote that.
Kyle, how will Zahabia be used on the team? And used is a good term.
Absolutely. Zahabia is an invaluable resource. I mean, certainly as Kaufman continues its relationship with LEDA, that's a huge step forward. And then it's just really wonderful to have somebody that's very familiar with the Lakeshore area. You know, as we talk about doing interfaith there, it will never quite take root so long as it's a Grand Rapids entity trying to start programming there. But if we can come alongside of individuals, of organizations, of congregations there that are interested in the conversation, then I think we can really help to grow something sustainable.
Zahabia?
One of the things that LEDA is working on right now is an Allies event, and one of the subgroups within the Allies event is an interfaith subcommittee. And we are hoping to do a Know Your Muslim Neighbor or Get to Know Your Neighbor event. And we're starting with that faith community, but we'd like to move into Know Your Hindu Neighbor, Know Your Other Know Your Buddhist Neighbor, and really get people to just know each other as community members in a personal way.
Doug?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I've been in this community now for 42 years, and in some ways, Holland was really the place where diversity was most seen because of the Hispanic community there, and I think, and then the African American community, and now with more and more people from the Middle East and from Pakistan and from other countries. The Lakeshore is becoming much more diverse. It's really, as is Grand Rapids. It's really interesting to observe over four decades how that's happened. And the other thing that's happened, and we've talked about this at earlier times, is what we call the racialization of hate. It's Islamophobia is not just directed against Muslims. Now it's directed against Sikhs, against people from India. If you don't look like, I think, I'm speaking of someone who might be coming out of hate, but if someone doesn't look like they think that an American should look like, then somehow it's okay to shoot him or whatever. And that's just a terrible, terrible thought. And we've seen it at Charlottesville. We've seen this kind of thing, that hate is not limited to one religious group or even to one racial group. It's becoming too widespread. And so we're really happy to put religion and racial anti-racial racism activities together. And so this is what's happening.
And again, Zahabia, your title with the Institute Program Coordinator?
Yes.
She hasn't gotten her appointment letter yet, so she didn't know what her title was.
Welcome, Program Coordinator, Zahabia.
Thank you so much.
Check is in the mail. All right, good. Glad that the team is full and ready to go. Want to report on the Interfaith Memorial Service?
Thanks, Shelley. You know, last night was absolutely incredible. We had over 100 folks show up to the Dominican Center at Marywood. So again, this event comes out of seven area hospice agencies that kind of came together to realize maybe they didn't know how to best provide end-of-life care for folks of different faith and non-faith traditions. And so as a part of their learning, they kind of came to understand that a number of their clients and staff members don't necessarily have a space to process the loss of loved ones. And so this was our third annual interfaith memorial event. And it was absolutely fantastic. From wonderful music to sharing and reflection out of different traditions, it was a wonderful opportunity for folks to have that space, to have a multitude of languages and words and artistic expressions for really kind of marking the passing of someone.
And then after the service, there were activities. It was really fun. The kids were making and flying kites. There was a fire ceremony where you could put down a memory or something from a loved one or just an experience and put it on the fire to let it sort of leave you in peace. There were other activities, singing bowls and hikes through the labyrinth and also through the woods. And it was really fun. It went on for a couple hours and kids were involved. And it's really neat to be able to recognize those kind of events.
Appreciate that. Is that going to be an annual event, do you see?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Okay. It gets bigger every year.
Good. Partnerships with area mosques and Islamic centers. What would you like to share here?
Well, it's been a not as busy this summer, as we all know. Summer everybody goes to their cottage or to the lake or whatever. So things cranked out a little bit, but some exciting things did happen. We had at one of the mosques, we had a picnic between two of the Christian churches and the mosque. And another one, we had a pizza party, and there's some talk now about having another one partnership getting geared up for this fall. We're also planning to introduce affinity groups. It's one thing to get together and talk about your faith, but sometimes it's more fun to get together because you have a common interest. So we're looking at people that want to run together. People, you might want to join that one, Shelley. People want to read a book together. We had a really successful event with the author of The Islamic Jesus, and he was here, and a lot of people were interested. We had 150 people or so involved in that, and so people want to read his book together. So we're putting a book group together. There's a group of medical doctors in town that are Christian and Muslim and different faith traditions, and we're going to put together a group of medical people. Kyle's working on some other ideas there, a film series maybe. So we're hoping to have maybe 10 or so affinity groups that have people coming from various religious traditions, but around something that they have in common.
Nice. Campus interns. Looks like there's some education going on.
Yeah, we're really excited. So this Friday, we're going to be, or today actually, it is Friday. We're going to be pulling together all of our interns for our kickoff meeting. And so we have students at Aquinas College, Calvin College, Hope College, and Grand Valley State University that are really undertaking the work of fostering good interfaith relationships and dialogue on their campuses. And of course, all four of those campuses are vastly different in terms of their cultures or their theologies or where they are in the interfaith conversation. And so our interns really help us to learn what the next generation of interfaith looks like. And they also provide a wonderful opportunity for those different campuses to collaborate with one another, again, for the sort of common good of bringing folks together.
Lastly, upcoming events as we move into perhaps a busy season.
Right. Well, one of our sort of signature events is that every year we have a major conference. This year is going to be held at Aquinas College, and it features Scott Appleby, who is a professor and director of a center at Notre Dame. He's probably very well known by people who were aware of the major fundamentalism project that Martin Marty from the University of Chicago. He was a co-author with Marty of a 5-volume study of fundamentalisms in various religious traditions. He's going to be with us as the speaker. He's going to be speaking about how interfaith works, what are some of the barriers to interfaith, and then what are some of the opportunities to interfaith. That's going to be on November 8th. There'll be more information on our website as we lead up to that. So put that on your future calendar.
Obviously, we'll talk every month on that. Zahabia, any final words from you?
No, I'm just excited. I hope that the community finds me to be a safe person that they can come to dialogue with and exchange ideas with, and I hope I'm useful in the partnership efforts and other efforts.
Awesome. Kyle?
I'll just say for any college students that may be listening, the weekend of October 20th through 22nd, we have our Made in Michigan Interfaith Leadership Lab, which is an opportunity for RAs or campus leaders of any variety to come and receive quality training from some of our interns as well as some trained staff from Interfaith Youth Corps, again, on how to foster interfaith dialogue, cooperation, service, and relationships on their campuses.
All right, Douglas Kinchy, on behalf of the team, how do we find out more information about Kauffman?
Our website is interfaithunderstanding, all one word, .org.
Great. Thanks, all. Take care.